every between, like, Gracie's son, like, lived every between Mark Wash and Chevy Bank.
That light's gonna cause that big, isn't it?
I know. Just turn it off.
Good morning, everyone. Just before we start rolling, have we found out any more about this death at all? Do you know? All right. Male, female?
Male.
Hang on a second here. Behave now, behave.
Yeah?
I was waiting for you to do that for me, Gary. Just let me know when you're ready. Good morning, everyone. Let me first say that the disturbing news this morning that we found the body in Shelly Bay has pretty much shaken all of us up here at Cabinet. We don't know at this time the family, but I'm sure when they are notified, we want to send out our condolences to the family of this finding. Not a very good morning to wake up to something like this here. No loss of life in Bermuda should go without condolences and our heartfelt prayers. So good morning once again, everyone. It's been just under a year since I've had the privilege of serving as your premier. In that time, I've had the opportunity to assess the very formidable challenges facing this country and to formulate strategies for a better Bermuda and a more efficient government. As you know, we've been busy and have made significant headway in areas like rebuilding the economic foundation to grow jobs and opportunities, fortifying police operations to make neighborhoods safer, passing legislation to eliminate discrimination and to expand fair treatment, moving towards a tourism authority to revive that great industry we have here in Bermuda, to name a few of our many accomplishments. But there's still much more to do and a longer way to go before we are out of the woods. How we get there is through a term you've heard me mention many, many times before, and that is shared sacrifice. I've also stated that tough decisions will have to be made to place Bermuda on the right path and the right trajectory. As Premier, it is my responsibility to lead by example in the shared sacrifice and to make some tough Bermuda decisions from the top down. Today, I will announce a decision that will produce a leaner, more effective, and efficient cabinet. The changes reflect recommendations made by the UK National School of Government from 2011, my own assessment over the past 12 months, and indeed it will fulfill our part in fulfilling our platform promise. We are making the tough decisions that the previous administrations would not make. Today, this OBA government is fulfilling our promise. These cabinet changes are part of an ongoing process toward better governing and greater efficiency. We've got a very busy legislative year ahead of us. We started the process of shared sacrifice and change earlier in the year when my cabinet ministers all of our ministers took a 10% pay cut, effectively saving the government hundreds of thousands of dollars. Today, I would like to announce further changes for the cabinet that will reduce the cabinet from 13 to 10 and will take place with immediate effect and deliver additional savings. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the cabinet ministers for this legislative year will be Minister of National Security, Deputy Premier, the Honorable Michael Dunkley, Minister of Finance, the Honorable E.T. Bob Richards, Attorney General, Minister of Legal Affairs, the Honorable Mark Pettingill, Minister of Health and Environment, the Honorable Trevor Moniz, Minister of Education and Economic Development, the Honorable Dr. Grant Gibbons, Minister of Works and Engineering, the Honorable Pat Gordon Pamplin, Minister of Tourism and Transport, the Honorable Sean Crockwell, Minister of Home Affairs, the Honorable Michael Fay, Minister of Community and Culture Development, the Honorable Wayne Scott. I would like to take this opportunity to publicly say thank you to the following dedicated members of Parliament who will not be serving in the Cabinet at this time, but will function in the following positions. Sylvan Richards, JPMP, will now assume the role of Junior Minister of Home Affairs in the House of Assembly. Leah Scott, JPMP, will assume the position of Junior Minister for Education. And Senator Knowlton Brengman will continue to sit in the Senate and take on responsibilities as the Junior Minister for Tourism and Transport. These members have proven to be team players. I'm proud to say that their commitment to government and the people of Bermuda remains unwavering and intact. I welcome their continued assistance, support, and representation in their new roles. It is important to understand that the process of identifying efficiencies will be an ongoing initiative for this government. I want people to understand that we need to get better, that we need to face up to our challenges and make the required changes. Each one of us has to also commit to making sure that we do all we can to make Bermuda succeed. Because the challenges confronting Bermuda are serious, they are real, and there should be no doubt about that. Today's cabinet announcement is a further demonstration of our commitment and respect to the prudent management of the public purse. And so at this time, I'll leave it open for a few questions before we head up to the House of Assembly today.
Mr. Premier, what is it that prompted the changes, particularly in terms of education and health?
Certainly, we've been looking at opportunities that we believe where we need to consolidate. As far as education is concerned, we had the Minister Gibbons, who was already in the House representing education, and we really felt that education was not getting enough, attention by having it split up, where the Senator was in the House and having to direct to the Minister within the House of Assembly, Dr. Gibbons. We felt that we really needed to get representation in the House, although, you know, Dr. Gibbons was almost acting as if a junior minister. And so we felt that it would be more prudent if we had Dr. Gibbons in education. He's been speaking to it all along, so the synergies were already there, and we were almost segmenting it out. More attention needs to be placed to education, which is why we also have Junior Minister Leah in the House helping to represent education. A lot more has to be done. Certainly. Well, Home Affairs is in the House, which is why you will have Sylvan Richards, in the Senate. Minister Mike Fay is in Senate. But in the House, we have Michael Dunkley, who had been speaking to it. We felt it only fair that we would have a junior minister in the House like Sylvan Richards, who he could continue to develop in the House and speak to those issues.
Did the situation regarding the new Commissioner of Education have any influence on your decision?
No, not at all. This goes back to, again, as I stated earlier, this goes back to the School of Governance report that was done in 2011. When we came into government, we started going over all of these things that were happening. And if you recall, I, back in June or July, had already said that we were looking for efficiencies at that time to start streamlining the number of cabinet ministers. This is not something new. This has been in train for a long time. We just recognize we can't wait any longer. We must move with becoming more efficient.
But it's not as if you've moved unnecessary cabinet ministers. You've basically done a reshuffle, so to speak. You've changed the education minister. You've switched the minister of health to public works. So it isn't like as if there's any significant change apart from this one.
There's certainly significant change. What you will find is, again, is that we're looking for efficiencies here. You'll find that the departments, as we distribute to you the number of departments, you know that we have over 70 departments. You'll find now that there will be streamlined departments in other areas. Although the titles of the ministries, for instance, Public Works, stays basically the same, under it now will fall many other departments that were in the Ministry of Environment. So when you start looking at those efficiencies there, we're looking for departments that have synergies and we're putting them under the ministries that should have been there all along.
But surely coming into government, you would have been aware that Ms. Pamplin, for instance, was the spokesperson for Works and Engineering, if I'm not mistaken, under the previous parliament.
Yes.
And she was...
Yeah.
And that... Mr. Moniz was not. You basically switched those two. So why didn't you just put these individuals in the respective ministries that they shadowed while he was in opposition?
Well, at the time, we felt that it was a good fit for us to have Minister Pat Gordon-Pamplin into health. We thought it would be a great opportunity. She's been many of these departments before. Remember, many of our ministers have been shadows of several different departments. So this was not new for Minister Moniz or Minister Pat to take on health and works and engineering. They've been there before.
I think, Vice Chair, when you mentioned Dr. Gibbons, what is going to happen with economic development?
He will continue on with economic development. Just as I stated earlier, he will be the minister. This will be one of those super ministries. As we continue to consolidate, you will see that ministries will have more departments under them. So he will be taking on economic development and education, which is why now you see that we also have a junior minister in the House with him assisting.
But you just indicated that education needs to have greater focus.
Absolutely.
You're confident that the minister can handle both economic development, and education and give each of them the required attention?
I think that's a rather redundant question. I wouldn't do it if I wasn't confident, Gary.
Significant ministries?
As I said already, I wouldn't do it if I wasn't confident. This has taken a year to get here of looking at information that has been provided. This is not just some fly-by decision that's being made. This is based on information that has been studies done by the School of Governance, by ourselves being in this position, seeing what's going on, and we recognize that these are the right decisions going forward.
Pardon my ignorance on government affairs, but education, as you rightly mentioned, deserves specific attention.
Absolutely.
If that is your true belief, wouldn't it have made more sense to have one individual, to have a minister specifically geared to in charge of education as opposed to having one person in charge of two significant ministries?
I recognize your concern, but this decision hasn't been made overnight. We believe that this is the right decision for education. This is a very, very important department. Business development also is a very important area. But some of these areas are shared by other ministers as well. The concentration will be on education.
Any reaction from the ministers who've been replaced or got the job?
Full support is there. They recognize that we need to consolidate. They also recognize the ministries that they had. And while we were looking at, you know, this is not a unilateral decision here. We've sat down, we've consulted. We've looked at where we can find those synergies. This is a good move in the right direction for Bermuda. You didn't give anybody else a chance, was it?
I will be sending out the previous remarks to you.
And send them up a graph also.
Thank you. brother. Come on.
Got it all?
What's it called? 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 What's it called